You know, there's research that comes out that says a third college students have no affiliation with any sort of faith.
There's a willingness to talk about spiritual things, but at the same time, there's a lot of apathy.
Most of our students are, they don't represent any set denomination.
Many of them have grown up in broken homes, have grown up with no ideas of what Christianity is.
If you were to ask a college student, they would say, well, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual.
And have a worldview that is very contrary to God, to what we understand in His Word, in the Bible. Without a doubt, we do not have enough missionaries to reach all the students that are on all of the campuses in Missouri.
The campus here at Missouri State with 24,000 students, to have one campus missionary here is not enough.
We've got 7,000 students and we're a staff of three.
But we still have 35 college campuses where we don't have any kind of ministry presence. So there's 135,000 students that are on those campuses.
The more staff we have who are able to invest in student leaders, the bigger our reach is able to be on campus.
I understand that college students don't necessarily contribute a lot to the local church. They don't give money, their attendance is sporadic, they probably, most of them don't serve in the local church, and it's easy to feel like we would rather invest our time somewhere else that's more strategic or we're gonna get more out of it. But I've seen so many students who found Christ in college, who got serious about following Him in college and got equipped to make disciples and learned their giftedness and how they could serve the church.
It really just starts with relationship and being on the college campus and just really reaching out to them in that way. And when you get that relationship established, college students are going to come to that church because they know you and they love you.
If every MBC churchgoer supported collegiate ministry, whether it be through giving or prayer or participation, the impact would be unbelievable.
College students would see something that I think is necessary to reach the next generation, which is unity among Baptist churches, among churches in general.
I mean, if you trace history, you see some of the great revivals started on college campuses, and you see it was a result of people coming together to really pray. And to have a presence on college campuses.
It's like throwing a rock in the pond. I think the ripple effect would stretch out into eternity, but I think we would see students following Christ, reaching the nations.
If we saw more of that happening where churches really embraced college students and didn't just say, here's a class for the college student, but we want to know you and we want to invest in your life. I can only imagine the kingdom impact and how God would raise up a new generation of leaders in churches and also just really fuel discipleship and mission in the church as college students and older church members are involved together, growing together, and it would just be a really exciting thing.
There's no campus that's too small, whether it's the University of Missouri at Columbia or it's State Fair Community College. We believe all of those students matter to God and they matter to Missouri Baptist.
Well, good evening. As the video said, my name's Travis Hamm. I'm the campus missionary at UMKC, and I'm also a collegiate strategist for the Missouri Baptist Convention. So just to let everyone know, we have over 350,000 students on college campuses in the state of Missouri. We have 20 campus missionaries in the state of Missouri that are working on college campuses, but as the video said, 35 of our campuses, we have no official ministry presence. And we wanted this evening to just share this with those of you who are in this room that our longing, our desire is for us to be able to bring the gospel to every college student on every campus in the state of Missouri. So we showed this video, and it had a website, mbcollegiate.org, and I would really encourage you to check it out, as well as we have a table right outside here that I'd love for you to stop by and learn more about how you as the church in the state of Missouri can come alongside what we're doing and help us engage college students with the gospel, make disciples of these college students, and send them out to be the leaders that God calls them to be. There are great things taking place in our state in regards to college ministry. Carson Conover, who's our campus missionary at Blue River Community College, which you can imagine, two-year community commuter campus, that's hard. It's hard to do college ministry in that context. But I get regular text updates and prayer requests from him. And just yesterday, Carson sent this text out. Shared Christ with Maddie today, and she professed Christ. It goes on to say, please pray for her faith to prove genuine and for our efforts to see her discipled. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to pray for Maddie, and we're going to pray for all the college students on these campuses that we would see the gospel impacting them for the kingdom. God, we thank you so much for the opportunity we have as Missouri Baptists to engage lostness in our state, and specifically to see the gospel made known to college students all over. Recognizing that we have international students from all around the world that are coming to these campuses, that we have students who are coming from broken families, difficult circumstances, and who need to hear a message of hope, a message of salvation. Lord, we pray that you would help us to go and proclaim that good news. We pray that you would raise up churches from around our state to come together, whether it be through through real prayer or through some level of participation on college campuses or partnership with our campus missionaries. God, may you work. The harvest truly is plentiful, and Lord, we are asking that you would raise up more laborers for the harvest. We pray specifically for Maddie. Lord, thank you for the conversation that Carson had with her yesterday. And we thank you, Lord, for awakening faith in her heart and that we are able to welcome a new sister in Christ. And I pray, Lord, that you would be with Carson and that you would be with those in his ministry as they come alongside Maddie and now continue to help her grow as a follower of Jesus, who then goes on to make followers of Jesus. Lord, be with all of our campus missionaries in this state. Lord, encourage them, strengthen their ministry groups, and I pray that you would continue to do amazing things here in Missouri. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.